And if there were a lot of them, the artist elasticated the format accordingly to get everyone in. But then there was Rembrandt. And what he thought his militia patrons might like more than a collection of the overdressed was an action portrait of an ethos.
The actual title of the picture is The March Out for the Company of Franz Fanning Koch. And boy, are they marching. They're on the point of beginning that march. And the idea of this painting is, above all, energy. Dynamism, vitality, that's what Rembrandt wanted to celebrate in Amsterdam. It is propulsive. It moves through that frame into our own space. Rembrandt has used his entire box of tricks to make this feel like a moving image, like a movie, in fact. If you look at the kind of foreshortened hands, the order that's being given is happening in his body language. Look at the foreshortened spear. You can see his rather glamorously dressed lieutenant in that gorgeous yellow leather coat is just on the point of moving as well. Everything is coming at us. And it also has a soundtrack. Everything is exploding. The gun is being fired. A drum is being beaten. A dog is barking. Take a look at Franz Fanning Koch's perfect little mouth, and it's open. He is giving that order. A little girl, maybe the mascot of the company, is running into the brilliant light. Some people have trouble with this painting, who thought of it for centuries as kind of garish chaos. Too much going on. But Rembrandt being Rembrandt, he stops just this side of chaos. That amidst this extraordinary kind of melee is an incredibly strong compositional armature. And it's an armature of two parallel lines.